So headache for bees. You've been looking at headaches, though, David, of a different kind, migraines.
I have. So this week, a paper was published that gives us a link into the genetic cause for migraines. So a group of scientists working at the University of California in San Francisco have recently just published their data indicating that migraines could be the result of maybe just one or two single mutations in a particular gene. And this gene was initially characterised in a couple of different families around the world. And they were particularly interesting because these families suffered from severe migraines, but they also suffered from a different type of disorder called familial advanced sleep phase syndrome. And this is a sleep disorder where people are very sleepy early in the evening and they have insomnia in the early morning. So they seem to be suffering from two different problems. And these families in question had a mutation in a gene called casein kinase 1 delta, or CK1 delta. And this seems to be the result of, this mutation seems to be causing both of these conditions.
Do we know what the gene is doing in these people to produce both the changes to their body clock, so they have this funny evening sleepiness and getting up too early, but also this preponderance to get migraines?
Yeah, so there's increasing evidence about the role that this gene plays interacting with body clocks. So it seems to interact with several proteins that kind of regulate the body's ability to keep time. But the main aim of this paper was to look into the migraine issue. And they found that when they sort of introduced this mutation into mice, they could mimic some of the effects of human migraines. So the animals that they tested were more sensitive to heat and touch, and this is a model for kind of the sensory sensitivity that you get with migraines. They also suffered from this phenomenon called cortical spreading depression, which is this kind of excitatory wave of impulses firing in the brain, which is quite a characteristic feature of human migraines.
So it's interesting that just by fluke, these people who happen to have this funny disturbance to their sleep-wake cycle happen to also have migraines. The two are connected by this gene, but the gene is doing two different things in two different conditions here. Does it provide any insights, though, as to how we might be able to help people who have migraines or treat them better in future or prevent them getting migraines?
Yeah, so the really great thing from this study is that identifying a gene that really gives the symptoms of migraine or a mutation to this gene allows us to unlock some of the molecular details. So the paper has identified that this gene is involved in how astrocytes, particular types of brain cells, link activity in the brain to how blood vessels constrict and dilate. And the dilation of blood vessels in the brain is believed to be one of the major features of migraines. So if we can work out how we can target this gene or maybe enhance its function, then maybe we can try to treat people with migraines.
Thanks, David.
That would be great news if we can find a cure or a treatment for migraines.